大家好，我是蒋建堂，欢迎一起来跟我听广播学英语。从这个片段开始，接着下来的一连好几个片段，我们又围绕着一个新的主题，就是 language 语言。好，我们现在来听第一个片段。
The more and more people are coming from abroad to study about Chinese language, Chinese culture, and to learn in depth about the society. And so I think that, it's overall, it's a very encouraging sign that there's so much interaction going on between cultures.
这个片段就说到了，越来越多的人从国外来到中国去学习和了解中国的语言和文化，和深入全面的了解这个社会。主持人还认为啊，文化之间有那么多的互动往来和相互作用，整体上这是一个非常令人鼓舞的征兆。好，我们现在再来把整个片段听一遍。
The more and more people are coming from abroad to study about Chinese language, Chinese culture, and to learn in depth about the society. And so I think that, it's overall, it's a very encouraging sign that there's so much interaction going on between cultures.
首先我们一起来看 in depth, depth, D-E-P-T-H, 表示深度、深。我们以前就学过 deep, D-E-E-P, deep, 表示深的。深入的，这个 depth 就是 deep 那个名词。 in depth 表示深入地、全面地。好，我们现在就来听一下片段中包含 in depth 的那个句子。
The more and more people are coming from abroad to study about Chinese language, Chinese culture, and to learn in depth about the society.
这个句子就说到了越来越多人从国外到中国来去学习中国的语言和文化，和全面深入地了解中国的社会当中的 in depth 全面地、深入地。接着我们来看第二个单词，叫做 sign。 我们学过 sign 可以表示标语牌啊，牌，例如我们商店的招牌，英文也叫做 sign。 不过呢， sign 在片段中表示征兆或者说前兆。Sign, 征兆、前兆。最后我们要看的单词就是 interaction, 互动。我们以前也学过 interactive, 互动的，例如 interactive games, 互动游戏，或者说 interactive TV, 互动电视。在这里啊， interaction 是个名词，表示相互作用、相互影响，或者说互动。英文也叫做 interaction。 好，我们现在就来听一下片段中包含上述单词的那个句子。
And so I think that, it's overall, it's a very encouraging sign there's so much interaction going on between cultures.
主持人就认为文化间有那么多的互动或者说相互往来，整体上这是一个非常令人鼓舞的征兆。好，我们现在再来把整个片段听一下。
The more and more people are coming from abroad to study about Chinese language, Chinese culture, and to learn in depth about the society. And so I think that, it's overall, it's a very encouraging sign that there's so much interaction going on between cultures.
这个片段的讲解就到此结束，再会。